Hello, this is a message of hope and healing. It has been 12 and a half weeks since we found that Josie has rectal cancer, and I asked myself, what do I know? I know that I find it very strange that I expect the soil to be fertile and prepared without doing any digging. I know that is something that I am learning. How can I expect growth if I'm not digging in God's word, if I am not putting in the work into the relationship? I remember Josie telling me that the way she holds on to what she has is by cultivating what is good and not trying to stamp down what is bad. And I know that if we cultivate the soil, we plant the seeds, we seek, we will find God. If we work on our relationship, if we turn to God, He is there. Amen. I know that I see this path that Josie and her family is on as a journey, and the journey is being filled with gifts from God. I know that it is important to look and to see these gifts, to see people in your life and on your path as perhaps not as you've seen them before. And so I find myself saying things like, is this person my hairdresser, or is this person someone God has sent to me so that in the depth of need, in a time when you truly need to feel God, is this a person God has sent to us during this time? And you see that person differently. You see your walk differently. You see your path with new eyes. I'm also, something that I know is that I'm learning more to say please and thank you. That which we teach our children, God is teaching us as well. And it is acknowledging these gifts, all of these good things from God, and taking the time to say thank you, taking the time to praise God in all ways and all days. I am learning this. I also was recently asked by someone, what is the scripture that I, what is my, you know, my personal favorite? What is my scripture that I go to? And right now, you're all going to say, I can do all things through Him who gives me strength, in Philippians 4:13. But I think I would tell you this. Praise be to the God and Father of our Lord Jesus Christ, the Father of compassion and the God of all comfort, who comforts us in our troubles, so that we can comfort those in any trouble with the comfort we ourselves have received from God. 2 Corinthians 1:3-4. It's a message. It's a powerful message. It is a call to action. And I'm being taught that that's what love is. It's an action verb. And someone that I know who had heard these messages passed it on to someone I don't know, and their husband is going through a very difficult time right now, a very large health crisis, and she shared the message. And when this person that I know asked, they're out of town getting treatment, and when they asked, what could they do? And they said, could you call your aunt, please, and ask her to pray? That is the action that God is calling us to. I don't know this person. I don't know her husband. I've never met her, but I've been called to pray for him. And that is power and mercy and might and God's mystery. Amen. I know that I am blessed. I know that. And that is something that I want to try to explain how I see that in this journey of life. It's not just the days that we mark, the graduations or the wedding or, you know, the day where you get your license. Okay, for me, maybe a couple days. But it's all of the moments in between. It's all of those times when God calls you to be a vessel and God's blessings run through you. That comfort, the scripture that I was referring to, it goes through you to another. Those are the moments. Those are the things that we are to be thankful for. Not just that God has called us to help someone in need, but that because of that, you too are blessed. Been in oil and gas now for over 40 years. And one thing I know is that natural gas goes through a pipe, but sometimes if the oil isn't separated, you will find oil in that tubing as well. And how do they know that? They can take it apart. They can see in the pipe the residue of the oil. Because the oil has flowed there, some has still remained inside. There is still a residue. That is what happens when God uses you to help someone. When God uses you as the vessel to share his love, his word, his comfort. Some of that remains in the vessel. There's no way. That residue, not called a residont, which Keith and Murphy will both love the little wordplay there. But that that remains with you is your gift and your blessing. Today, in this day, help someone. Be the vessel that God is calling you to be. Let that flow from you, through you, not from you. I'm sorry. I'm taking that completely back. From God, through you, to another. And be blessed this day. I told you that someone asked me the scripture that I'm going to, and I shared that with you. I'd like to share just a couple more. Still other seed fell on good soil, where it produced a crop, 160 or 30 times what was sown. That is Matthew 13:8. And my God will meet all your needs according to his riches in Christ Jesus. To our God and Father be glory forever and ever. Amen. That's Philippians 4:19-20. And of course, I can do all things through him who gives me strength. Philippians 4:13. Let's take a moment and let's just pray together today. Dear Heavenly Father, we are thankful. We are together and we are praising you and giving you the glory for all of our blessings, for all that is good that comes from you. Lord, we come together today to pray as one for those that we know that you have placed in our path that are in need, that need to feel you, Lord, this day. A peace, a comfort, a help that we don't have, but that we know that you do. And Lord, we see them right now. In our hearts, we see them, and we're together, and we're praying for them. Lord, let them feel you this day. Let your peace, let your comfort wash over them. Let them know that it is a path and it is a journey and they are not alone. That you go with them and that you will be with them. And let them feel that right now in such a mighty way. And Lord, we are thanking you for all our blessings. And we thank you for your Son. for our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ, in whose name we pray this day. Thank you, Jesus. Amen.